Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hello and welcome to Made by Mamas, the podcast. I'm Zoe.
And I'm Georgia.
And we're here talking all things parenthood. You know, the real conversations.
Tips and tricks.
Products we love.
And brands we can't live without.
Let's get into it. Now, I thought I would start this podcast off with an open apology to my amazing business partner and bestie. The reason this podcast is late is because I sort of feel like I've been having a minor breakdown this week with the admin and life stuff that I'd be able to like chomp up. But this week I found it really difficult. And so I dropped the ball massively yesterday and Georgia told me off, which she did.
Cross Georgia. It doesn't come out very often.
No, I've never seen it actually in the
But luckily she doesn't stay out for long either. She's like cross for like 2 minutes and then comes back down again. That's one of James's biggest bugbears with me. He's like, what? I don't understand how you can be cross and so bothered about something. And then 5 minutes later, you're fine. And I'm like, that's just the way I am. So
this is the difference between you and me, because I'm like churning it up for hours afterwards going, I feel really terrible. I was saying to Dozza and then I messaged you going, I'm really devastated. I'm really sorry. And you were like, oh, don't be. It's fine. It's all done now. And I was like, okay, fine. Anyway, here we are.
Here we are. And we're gonna have a great episode. I've got to tell you something though. So obviously first week back at school.
Yeah.
And Axel has been in for 2 days, and then on Thursday he has the day off,
right?
And because he's not very well, and I mean there must have been something wrong with him because he fell asleep at like 4:30 the day before and then didn't wake up till like 7 the next morning, so right. Yeah, I'm sure he was a little bit ill. Anyway, so we dropped Gigi to preschool, we get home and he goes, can I have a sausage sandwich? And I was like, Axel, I thought you were sick. What's going on? He went, oh no, I'm not actually sick. And I was like, right, okay. Well, so why are you here? Why are you not at school? Well, you can't play football at school, you see. And I
can't what?
You can't play football at school. And I want to be a professional footballer. So I decided it's probably better that I'm at home because I can play football here.
Oh my god.
He was so matter of fact about it. So there's me, like, oh yeah, Axel loves school. Yeah, yeah. He just ran straight in. Oh well now. No. He's already trying to play truant.
What I love is how calculated that whole thing was.
I know.
He's learned. Who's that from, George? Because that is a real that's a stroke of mastermind.
Oh gosh, don't. Just don't. And he was really like couldn't understand why I was cross. He was just looking at me like, but if that's what I want to do when I'm older, you told me if you want to do anything, gosh, you've got to practice. I can't practice at school. Oh my goodness. So yeah, that's where we are. So I am now having battles in the morning, which is fantastic.
Love that.
Love
good
it.
Luck.
And it's Luna's first day today.
Oh my god, I just dropped her off. It was so lovely. She was just so excited. I mean, still no uniform, so I did have to call the school office yesterday and go, hi, have you got anything in the lost property? they were like yeah, sure, no problem. I was like, please tell me this happens. They were like, of course it does, don't worry. So she's in a dress that's size 6 to 7. She's in someone else's cardigan. But she does have a lovely new pair of shiny shoes.
That's good.
So yeah, it's fine. I'm sure they will arrive, M&S, at some point in the next couple of days. Please.
Do you know what though? It's all sold out everywhere because I tried to add on some like extra school trousers and stuff for Axel in my shop on Ocado, and it just keeps coming up. Sorry, sold out. And I've been trying that for a few weeks now. So yeah, You're definitely not the only parent.
I feel like everyone's in the same boat. We've actually had a bit of a shocker with Kit's preschool this week, and I think we're going to have to move him again, which is slightly annoying.
Yeah.
But it's with the school run. We can't make it work. Genuinely cannot make it work. There's no way. And I hadn't, because obviously we've moved into this new area, I didn't really know where things were in relation to like traffic, hotspots, all this kind of stuff. And we've done it this week and it's like, that's never, ever going to work for our family. So we're kind of looking. But I guess he's so adaptable. He'll be fine, won't he?
Of course he will.
Go again.
Yeah, exactly. And it's got to be right. It has to be right for you. I'm having the same. I sent you a voice note, didn't I, on Tuesday or whatever day it was, like, oh no, the traffic. I hadn't thought of the traffic.
Right.
I'm going to have to put Axel in Breakfast Club, I think, so that we can make that work.
I think that's a really good shout. I think it's a really good shout. And I think actually, to be honest with you, like at this point in our lives, we need to do things that work for us around that time. You know,
you don't want to be stressed out every morning.
No.
You can't start your day like that. And I think, whatever you can put in place to avoid that it's got to be done.
And anybody listening that's got kids going into reception next year, my advice to you, just pick the nearest school to your house, get on your scooter and scoot there. That is it. That's it in a nutshell.
Absolutely, yes. It really is.
Bit of unrelated mum stuff. It was the National TV Awards last night.
Can we just talk about your dress?
Oh my God.
I had so many messages from friends.
Did you?
Like, yeah, I'll send them to you. Oh my God, Zoe's dress. Oh my God, Zoe's dress. Where's Zoe's dress from? It's amazing. I need one, even though I've got nowhere to go to wear it. Honestly, people were going crazy for it. It was amazing.
Do you know what? Thank you for that, because it was a bit of a nightmare getting to that point. We didn't have a dress the night before, and my stylist Laurie came out and we were doing fittings. Nothing was working. Zips were breaking. I couldn't do the backup on the couple. Like, it was just like, I was like, oh shit. And then right at the last minute, a bit of intel for you. That dress was supposed to be worn by somebody else. And that person who was in Love Island a couple of years ago didn't want to wear it. So I got to wear it.
More for her, because that was the best dress of the night, I have to say.
Oh, yay.
I loved that dress.
I didn't get drunk. I had three glasses of champagne and then I stopped drinking at 10 and got home at 1, not hungover, did the school run, happy days, smug.
Wow, that's very sensible.
I know.
That's sensible September, that is.
Who am
I? Jesus, yeah. I mean, by October, mid-October, I give it. It's all going back.
That's my beta trip. Exactly. Right, we're going to do our Q&A today on autumn-winter fashion. Now, George, in terms of seasons, which season do you love when it comes to your
clothes? I'm obviously summer. Yeah. I'm definitely summer. And are you going to say you're autumn-winter?
Big time, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. It's funny, actually, because I kind of knew that. I was thinking, oh, we're doing autumn-winter fashion, Zoe will be all over this. Like,
I love it.
Yeah, I mean, I love it, but I love coats, but I definitely am more of a, like, summer dress. But, actually, I'm going to be trying to wear my dresses from the summer in the winter, and I'm just going to try and layer up, because you've got to wear what you love, haven't you?
Also, we're going to do a reel on that, because that is all those transitional pieces that you've got. So all of those summer dresses that you're thinking, well, I'm just going to pack up now and put them in the attic or put them wherever you put them. Hold off from doing that, because some of them you'll be able to add a pair of tights with, a black pair of chunky boots, a leather jacket. And then as it gets colder, a beanie, a scarf, a long winter coat, you'll be able to wear it all.
You can put thermals underneath a long dress and nobody would know that they're there. So absolutely. Right. We've had so many questions. So let's jump in. This is from Amy Marie. Actual waterproof coats, school run coats that will keep you dry, please.
So for me, and I know exactly what Amy Marie's asking for here, because you want a raincoat that looks cool, but it's not that cold. So you can't wear like a thick, a really heavy kind of winter coat at the moment,
exactly.
A coat that you'd go out for a walk on. So I went to ASOS, I got a really cool, thin, like a raincoat, and it was from Barber, and I'll link it, but it's kind of like a greeny, see-through-y material.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do know what you mean. Yeah. And I think the point here as well is that if you want something that's actually going to keep you waterproof, like keep you dry, you have to probably spend a little bit more.
You do.
Because if you buy like a little pack-a-mac or whatever it is from, somewhere on the high street and you pay 20 quid, it's not going to keep you dry, because they wouldn't physically be able to make it for that money.
Yes.
There's a brand called Rains. Do you know it? Rain. And they do they do sort of like a clear, it's sort of like a, yeah, like a, yeah, it's clear, but it's a bit frosty, and that will absolutely keep you dry. But yeah, like you say, Barber, any of the outdoor brands, Regatta, any of those will, that they will work.
Yes.
Because there's no point otherwise, is there?
Yeah, and don't be frightened to spend a bit more, because say a barber jacket, you'll wear that for years and years and years. Mm. It's an investment, really.
Absolutely.
Right, this is from Jade. Best flat boots for short legs. Always struggle with proportions. Hi, I'm your short leg girl.
Same.
Yeah. What do you reckon, Gigi?
It's difficult because you can either go, I think, like more like longer, so they're sort of like under the knee or knee high, and then I think that elongates your leg, or they have to cut at the right place on your leg. So for instance, if I wear a biker boot with like something slightly shorter, that really cuts my legs off. Yeah. I can wear a biker boot with a dress that comes, you know, that meets the top of the boot, so that it just looks like all one thing. But I can't wear, I don't think I'd be able to wear a biker boot, particularly with a jean either, because that cuts me off.
Yeah.
Would you say like it needs to be slightly lower or it's got to be higher?
Yeah, I completely agree. Everything that Georgia just said is right. And I think anything that cuts you off, you know, short girl problems, or at least short leg problems. So for example, if you've got something that cuts you off at the ankle, so if you look straight on, that will make your legs look shorter. So, you know, I have the same issue with like high heels that I'm wearing. If they've got a strap around the front, you know, around the ankle, that blocks my legs and makes them look shorter. So definitely avoid anything like that in terms of your boots. But like Georgia said, I would go either knee high, and you can get some really nice flat knee high ones.
Yes.
I got an amazing pair from June last year. Kurt Geiger also do some lovely ones, obviously Topshop, ASOS, the usual kind of biz if you don't want to spend huge cash. But yeah, a biker boot, maybe that doesn't cut you off at the ankle, that goes slightly higher, will work better.
Yeah, or you just wear them with like longer skirts and longer dresses, because I love a biker boot, but I'm fully aware that I don't look good in like jeans and a biker boot, and like, or a biker boot that comes above, you know, where the jean comes above the top of the biker boot. If it comes over slightly, maybe not so bad, but...
Or a skinny jean that tucks in.
Yeah, that's not as bad as well. It's just it's just cutting it off. Also, I actually once read that if you wore like a nude, like a lighter colour flat boot, that can elongate your leg. I mean, I haven't personally tried it, but I did read somewhere that works.
Okay, we'll give
it
a whirl.
You could do that. Yeah. Back to work handbag, please. Do you know what? There is a brand called Betsy and Floss, and they sent me a handbag, I want to say, maybe 18 months ago, and it's my crossbody bag, and it sort of looks a little bit like the Gucci is it Soho bags?
Oh yeah, nice.
You know what I mean? It's that shape, and you can like get them personalized, but they've got so many nice bags on there. I've had it for 18 months. I've probably used it, I mean, a lot. And it is really lovely quality. You can get it personalized. It comes in loads of different colors.
That sounds gorgeous.
Yeah. And they've got bags that are kind of just the right size that you could get like a notebook in, you know, whatever else you need for work, a water bottle, that kind of thing. I really like that as a brand. Or a rucksack is quite nice.
I was literally about to say, I think a rucksack is a really smart option. I've got a lovely Lulu Guinness one, which is my stripy one. I also love Aspinall. I know that Aspinall are a more, you know, sort of high-end brand, but their handbags work so well.
Yeah.
And they really last. You know, the quality is amazing. So I think saying that, though, you don't have to spend, you know, who's got the money to spend kind of 300-500 quid on a rucksack?
Yeah, but then I guess if you do, you're going to have it for ages.
Exactly.
On the high street though, COS and Arquette are really good for leather bags, and you'll probably pay around the £200 mark, maybe slightly less, slightly more, but around that, and you can get a really good quality bag for that money. So try
lovely
those.
Yeah,
there's so many questions on like rain jackets that actually keep you dry.
I know.
Best coats for rainy school runs.
We need waterproof and stylish and affordable. Looking for the unicorn coat.
That seems like that's on everybody's mind at the moment. I think we need to do a reel on this.
I reckon we can come up with the unicorn coat, actually. Do you remember last season that the Arquette coat was the unicorn coat that everyone went bananas for?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember the puffer coat, the black
one? Yes. Do you know what? They are amazing. James has got one. He's got a men's version in bright orange. And Oh my God. It's, I mean, I wear it all the time. I love it. And I will absolutely be investing in an Arquette puffer. I can't remember what, there's like some, that you know when it comes with a tag and it explains to you why it's so good. Like, oh, it's with, made with whatever it's made with. And that's why it keeps you dry and cool.
Really?
And yeah. Yeah. So definitely.
Look out they for are, the tag.
They're not particularly cheap though. I think they're around 200 quid, but definitely worth it.
Someone's put school run outfits. That's from Hannah. Hannah, it depends kind of what look you're going for. But for me, a school run, I always want to like make a bit of an effort, but not too much of an effort on the school run. Look, it's fine to rock up in your active wear. You just do you. But for me, I would invest in a really great pair of jeans, like either some straight leg or some mum jeans, like a crisp white pair of trainers, some really great t-shirts. As we said, like, and other stories do some lovely t-shirts. Arquette, also great. H&M do some really great, like kind of oversized, like boxy ones, which you can kind of tuck in. And then like Shackets are really fantastic. Straight leg leather, leather trousers, I'm wearing them today. It might get a little bit hot later on. but yeah, Shackets are a really good idea because you can kind of throw them on top. And then as the weather gets cold, you know, you can start layering up with like a thicker coat on top and then a beanie. But yeah, it's kind of ease and comfort, but you want to, you know, you still want to make a bit of an impression, don't you, George?
Yeah, I think it depends where you're going after, doesn't it? Because if you are going to the gym after, then you might as well wear your active wear and just have a really nice jacket over the top and whatever. Yeah. But yeah, I think it is about having those pieces that you know you can literally just pull out of your wardrobe, chuck on, and they're going to look all right. Like for me, I always like a jumpsuit, like a denim jumpsuit or something like that, because you haven't got to think about the outfit. It's just like, oh, just all one piece. But yeah, I mean, it's school run. It's like normal clothes, isn't it? School run look is normal clothes, but you've just maybe got dressed a bit faster.
Yeah, I think a really good tip, which someone gave me, a stylist that I worked with years ago, was like the preparation. I know it's just a school run and who can be asked. And I'm not talking about laying outfits out or anything like that. But like Georgia said, just know in your wardrobe the pieces that work really well together on your let's look at your like your capsule, like casual collection. And if you can get those organized with, say, like two white tees, two black tees, maybe two teal tees, like you just get those things that work with your jeans, with your leathers, like with like a maxi skirt or like a midi skirt or something, and then you sort of know what works and what doesn't, then it doesn't become such a big ordeal.
Exactly. You can just throw it on in the morning.
Exactly.
Actually, that is on my job list today. Yeah. I am going to be ruthless and I'm going to get rid of so much stuff, because actually sometimes when you've got loads, you think you've got nothing because you can't see what goes together. And I'm going to cut back.
But you film it, please, because I want to see
I will. I will. We'll be right back after this short break.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Welcome back to this episode of Made by Mamas. Now, where were we?
Comfy, stylish shoes for the school run.
Right. So my new favourite trainer brand is a brand called Loci.
Ooh,
L-O-C-I. They are sustainable, recyclable, reusable, really great for the planet. And they have loads
I'm looking at them now. I love them. They're really nice.
Absolutely gorgeous. They've got like canvassy bits on them. They've got this really cool logo. I've got the I guess they're sort of like the beige ones. They're white, but the trim's beige.
Nice.
Have a little look at those. But yeah, I love them as a brand. So they're really cool. What else?
I'm all about the trainers.
You are, aren't you?
Yeah, I love trainers. I mean, I quite often just go for like Adidas, but like a funkier version. So if you go on Net-a-Porter and you go to Adidas, obviously Net-a-Porter is known for being pretty expensive, but if you go to the Adidas or Nike section on there, you get like, it's like an edit of the cool ones.
Yes.
And obviously when you order from there, it feels really special as well, but actually you're just ordering a pair of Nikes or Adidas's. So I like them. I wear Golden Goose trainers. I've got a couple of pairs. They are so expensive, but for me, they're comfortable and I literally wear them every day, so they're worth it.
Yeah.
I think trainers or flat boots. For flat boots, I love River Island. Every year, I manage to get a really good pair in River Island that sees me through the winter.
Love that. Someone, and I really see this message and I really hear it. Please promote sustainable fashion and find bits from last year rather than just new. Now, listen, I really do want to become more sustainable. In fact, I just filmed a really lovely campaign with a high street supermarket, actually, all around sustainability. Now, I think both Georgia and I are quite good at taking our clothes and, you know, taking them to either charity shops or take them to clothes banks.
Or give them to mates or whatever.
Or give them to mates or do all that kind of stuff. In terms of, we're definitely guilty of buying fast fashion and wearing fast fashion. And that is also something that we probably need to have a little look at. But we are the people that use stuff from last season. We're definitely not the people that wear stuff once and then don't wear it again. And,
yeah, exactly.
And like, I think if someone even sent me a message the other day saying like, I was wearing a suit from River Island that I wore on our first event that we did together.
It was
the blue velvet.
Oh my God. Yes, I remember that one.
5 years old.
Also, please remember if you're listening to this, we do show lots of new clothes on our Instagram, but that's because it's so frustrating, isn't it? If somebody's putting out some content on fashion and then they go, oh, where can you get that? And they can't get it anymore.
Yeah.
So we're just giving you examples of what you could buy. But all those things that you see on our reels, it doesn't mean we're necessarily keeping them. Half the time we might be sending them back if we're not going to wear them.
Yep.
But we're using them as examples to show you.
Yeah.
So I think that's important. You know, this is part of our job as well. So this is not normal. It's not normal to show this amount of new clothes.
No,
but
it's
please
not.
Remember, we are being responsible with what we do with them.
Totally. And I think that's why we sort of go back to the whole capsule, like a capsule wardrobe. Some pieces you're going to invest in, they're the ones you're going to keep, like an amazing, you know, blazer from Anine Bing that's going to cost you £300. That blazer, that black blazer, will last and last for years and years and years and years. So you want to be able to build that and then pull pieces in from the high street that you might get like a couple of years wear out of.
Yeah, but equally so, I've got a black blazer from Zara and it was £12. It was £12 in the sale about 6 years ago, and I still love it.
There you go, brilliant.
So
you're great.
Yeah, there we go. Right, here's one for you, Zoe. A warm coat that's not a puffer or a trench, please.
Oh, yeah. I am the queen of coats. I've got about a billion at home. I love them. It depends on, obviously, budgets. But I would say a nice warm winter coat, you want to probably spend around, what, 100? 100? Like,
yeah,
100,
I think if you combine a wool coat,
now
that obviously they're going to come with a slightly higher price tag, but they will actually keep you warm.
Yes.
That's the thing, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And you can get really great coats from the high street. Like, for example, some of my favorite wool coats are from H&M, for example. River Island do amazing coats. If you want to go slightly higher budget, I love Reese for coats. I've got an amazing Reese coat, which I've had for nearly 10 years. It's got a faux fur collar, which I can take off. And it's just, it goes from being kind of like slightly cooler and then it's just becomes really smart
And glam
and really glam.
I think with a bit of fur anything feels glamorous when there's like a little bit of like faux fur on it or whatever.
Absolutely.
Do you know what, I actually saw a really nice coat last night on Monsoon, and I would never think of Monsoon for coats, but actually I think it was probably £180, but like a black thick wool sort of dressing gown coat.
Okay.
And it was just gorgeous. Like, you can dress that up or down as well. Yeah. I think that's, you know, a nice wool coat is a staple.
Yeah, and also all of the usual suspects, like, for example, Marks and Spencer's, lots of their autumn winter stuff has come in now. The M&S range is, like, really, really ramped up. They've obviously got their line with Holly Willoughby as well. So they've got some really lovely bits. Warehouse, Oasis again. And then obviously you can go to, like, the Net-a-Porter's or the, you know, Farfetch and spend a little bit more money if you want to get something that's got, a designer label attached to it.
Decent jogger jumper looks, they're acceptable to go out in.
So for me, the ultimate is Lucy Nagel. She has done a range with the Fashion Bug blog. She's done a range with a gorgeous line with Vogue Williams recently. She does amazing cashmere, again, on the sort of pricier side of like a jogger set, but they like you'll just get so many wears out of this, and they do some incredible colorways. Like, she's got this beautiful purple one, an amazing like electric blue set, and then you've got all like your sort of like neutrals and your beiges and your creams and stuff. They are gorgeous. Invest in one for this autumn winter.
I think a cashmere sort of tracksuit is going, it always looks smart. I mean, I've had them from F&F. I try and buy F&F cashmere every year so I can kind of build up my collection. Also, slightly less expensive, we are Twin Sets brand, What the Brand. Some of those tracksuits are really nice and they're really lovely cotton and sort of heavy. But I do think if you want to look put together in a tracksuit, it's got to be ironed.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
And or you've got to sort of pull it together maybe with, like, if you're not doing your hair, a red lip or something, you know, it's a bit of jewellery or something if you just want to elevate it. I mean, I would love to be that person who can just chuck on a tracksuit and chuck my hair up in a topknot, but it just doesn't work for me. I've got to make a bit more effort.
No, totally. And that's actually a really good tip. You look at all the kind of fashion bloggers that do that look really well. They have elevated their look by like really beautiful delicate gold jewelry, or you know, a lovely blow dry, or
their
some
hair
really
is
amazing,
looking gorgeous.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
Yeah. Right. Here's a question from Katie. Dressing for work being so long, but everything is definitely more smart casual. Work in media sales, the dress code for your day, and dress like your clients. But how do we know how our clients dress? Sorry for long babble. So it's basically like, I get this.
Yeah. I totally get this.
This is your question.
Yeah, I was going to say, when I used to work for a PR agency years and years ago, you would have to dress, if you were meeting your clients, say they were like a corporate client and they all wore suits, on that day, even though our office dress code was like jeans and a t-shirt, you had to be smarter because you had to mirror what they were wearing.
Yeah.
But I do think there has been a massive shift recently, and not many people are dressing like ultra smart for work anymore, like even in banking and those kind of industries.
Yeah.
So I always think, like, Zoe, this is you, a blazer, a nice, clean, crisp white t-shirt, a great pair of jeans, and then keeping like a pair of heels under your desk or a pair of like smart high heel boots. That look works, you know, whether people you're with are ultra smart or ultra casual. That's kind of like a universal look.
Oh, completely. And it's really hard to know when someone's saying that to you, like, dress how your client, it's like, that's not helpful at all.
Polo neck's so smart. Like, it all looks so smart and actually can be really, really comfortable. Like, polo neck, nice pair of trousers, clean trainers, lovely, smart, but really comfortable.
Yeah, great.
You can go anywhere in that.
Great. Love that. Now here's one from Charlotte. What to wear to a black tie work event early October? I can't find anything online.
I was looking at this last night because I'm also going to a black tie event in November.
Yeah.
And I was on TK Maxx last night because I got a pair of Chloe sandals in a TK Maxx quite local to me a few months ago. And they had like needle and thread dresses in there and all sorts. So I went online last night just to see, because they never have the good stuff online, but they do now. And if you search gold label on the TK Maxx website, so many like black tie dresses come up from like brands like Prada, and they'll be like £200 max, maybe £100. And some of like the needle and thread dresses
That's
are just
cool.
So stunning.
Yeah.
In fact, I really don't want this to go out. Hang on, can everyone not shop TK Maxx?
Yes.
Until I've bought what I wanted to buy.
That's such a good tip. Do you know, there's a website, it's an American website actually. It's called Revolve.
Yes.
And I think it's an American, I will say American website. I don't know if it actually is, but I think it's kind of a global website. Revolve have got some incredible dresses on there, right? Like prices ranging from £150 for an amazing black tie right up to like sort of your £600-700. I mean, some of them are obviously more, but they've got some really lovely kind of like interesting different types of dresses that you might not have seen. And you can actually, you know, when you do the filter and you can say, well, is it evening? It's for black tie, and it will filter all of those dresses for you, and you can have a little look, and then, you know, it will arrive at the doorstep. Just try them on.
And you know what, just to finish up, I had actually looked into this, but you can hire like dresses.
Yeah.
So there's so many. I mean, it's like Girl Meets Dress. Yep. There's so many. Her Collective.
Yes.
So many dress hire websites now. And if you are going to a black tie, you know, you might want to wear a dress that's, you know, £1,200. But realistically, how many of us can afford to spend £1,200 on a dress you're only probably going to wear once?
God, no.
Whereas you can hire them for like 50, 60 quid.
Do you know, Anna Whitehouse was in a dress that she hired last night, and it looked unbelievable.
Really?
Yeah, so much more. Yeah. So much better for the environment as well.
Yes, it is. And you know, you get to wear dresses that you might not be able to afford yourself.
That's love that.
All round winner.
It's a winner. Right, that's all we've got time for today. Thank you so much for sending in your questions. As always, these Q&As are for you. So if we didn't get to your question this time, we will endeavour to make sure that we find you next week. As always, please rate, review, subscribe, and follow the podcast as well.
Yeah, and if you do have any suggestions for things you'd like us to cover on these Friday Q&As, like Zoe said, these are for you. So please just shout, drop us a DM. We're on @MadeByMamas or on Zoe's own channel @ZoeHardman. And we will be back on Tuesday. Made by Mamas is an Insanity podcast production.
Insanity Group.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.